Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, obedience, obedience is where the blessing is. Say it again. Obedience is where the blessing is. Well, praise God. One more time. Obedience
is where the blessing
is. Any good thing God's going to manifest, anything good that God's going to do, he's going to do it by blessing. Anything he wants to birth in the community, anything he wants to do, period, he is going to do that by blessing somebody. But people, as we said before, need to be open to be blessed. They've got to go to where God says go in order to be blessed. Look at somebody and say, I got an appointment with God. They say, I'm not going to miss my season of opportunity. Some say, like a tree planted by the rivers of water, I won't be moved from the place that he spoke. Somebody say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God. Psalm 134, we've been singing on. Bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which stand by night in the house of the Lord. Look at somebody and say, there's nothing wrong.
We're standing strong at night.
People think it's a weird, crazy thing. Real strange thing to have church start at 10 o'clock at night. But behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord hath made heaven and earth. Bless thee out. The Lord that hath made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Wow, isn't that big? So say, the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. So say, it's time to be blessed. Even if I have to pick up my blessing in the middle of the night. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Saints, you should say, listen, I prayed and I prayed all night long until I found the Lord, until I got what God wanted me to have. We get scared when we hear stuff like that. Amen. Somebody say, I will be obedient. Not just to the pastor, but to the Holy Ghost. Where he leads is where his blessing is. And the place of obedience is the place of blessing. And we're seeing something here right now. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. If you bless God in the sanctuary at night, somebody say at night. See, night represents a lot of stuff. See, night can represent the time of day you're in. It could represent a season of life you're in. You know, all kind of things creep at night. Amen. But if you can praise God in the night, somebody say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What do night services represent? Somebody say hallelujah. We can still shout. Job had to shout in the night. You know, the devil wanted to get Job out there. He wanted to get him worn out and stressed out. You know, the devil went to Job and said, let me do this. Let me do all this stuff. Because in the daylight, or when everything's going great, when everything's just right. Somebody say the daylight. The daylight represents when everything's just right. Sure, he'll bless you with lots of money in the bank. Sure, he'll bless you with 3 cars in the garage. Sure, he'll bless you when the economy's up. Sure, he'll bless you when the church is full. Sure, she'll bless you when the dress looks good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you let nighttime fall. I love you in the daylight, but you let the nighttime come, something else going to give. Somebody say, I will bless him in the night. I'll still sing in the middle of the night. What am I talking about tonight? Amen. He said, listen, his wife got to the point when Job's nighttime season came, lost this, he lost just about everything he had. Wiped out real quick. And his wife went up to Job and said, man, why don't you just go on and curse God and get it over with? Job said, I'm not going to curse God. He said, listen, though he slay me, yet will I trust him or serve him. Look at somebody and say, what will you do in the night? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, there are a lot of people that like to walk in great places, but they don't understand some paths that you have to go down, some things you need to walk through. God, I'll bless you. Lord, I'll be with you as long as I get blessed. You'll always be blessed. Amen. But I'll walk you just to have you there is blessing. Somebody say hallelujah. Just to have God manifest, just to have his voice, to have his presence, to have his comfort, to have his peace. When you get Jesus, you get everything else. Wait till daylight comes. Somebody say praise God. You'll find out really what's going on. Amen. Praise ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which stand by night, or it says, or minister by night in the house of the Lord. Some say, don't go to sleep at night. Don't grow weary at night. Because if you lift up your hands, somebody say, says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth. That last part of Psalm 34, and I've never really seen that clear until tonight. The last part of Psalm 34, some say, after the night is up, he'll bless, the Lord that made heaven and earth will bless you out of Zion. Some say, I'm about to get blessed in Zion. God's calling us to a higher place of praise. Remember we said that? a higher place of praise might be, you know, a higher place of praise might be, it's not based on the things that are going on around you. Higher place of praise just might be he wants you to praise him just for who and what he is. Somebody said that's high praise. No longer based, you know, on what I see. Somebody say thank God. The Lord bless you out of Zion. Somebody say come on and give. The Lord a high praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say this man's just going on and on and on, but you just don't, if you understood it. Amen. Somebody say thank God. If I figured out that's all he wanted, I would have done it a long time ago. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. When you learn to praise God at night and you learn to give him that high praise in the deep seasons or the difficult times, times when compact lays off, time when the stock market just won't come up, time when the kids are acting like they're going out of their mind, time when it looks like it'll never get better. You turn your nightmare into Zion. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. I tell you what, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fiery furnace. That looked like a rough time, didn't it? But they took that fiery furnace experience. They had church. They looked in the midst of the fire. Amen. And they saw another person in there. He was there. Someone said, I've been through the fire, but I didn't get burnt. Someone say, may. Bible says, weeping may. That means weeping may be something, may means permitted. God may permit certain things, not cause certain things to happen. Not make certain things go down. Someone said, we don't want to hear this, but listen. It says, weeping may. There might come some things that'll make you want to cry in the nighttime of your life. Or in dark situations. Say, where is God? What's going on here? God may allow you to walk through some things to develop you. People don't want to hear this today. But it's all in the Word. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Maybe shadows of death and destruction are all about you. And God says, you just better walk on anyhow. Some say, I'm going to go through. Weeping may be permitted to endure in the night season of your life. But I tell you what, but joy, somebody say, but joy, always will come in the morning. When joy comes, weeping leaves. Somebody say, he is the bright and morning star. About a month or so ago, we sang that song, Arise, Shine, for your light has come. Somebody that's in the Holy Ghost, help me here tonight just a little bit. For the glory of the Lord is risen. The glory. Listen, he's taken away my shame. And restored it with what? Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It might be, I don't even know why I'm in Texas tonight. Amen. But it's good. And it's right. And it's God. Amen. Anybody ask you, where are you at and all? Somebody say, I'm in Zion. Somebody say, hallelujah. There are only certain blessings you can get in Zion. And every once in a while, you got to fight. Look at all the stuff going over there in the Middle East. Amen. The Lord God that made heaven and earth bless you out of Zion. Now, when Job came out of that situation, when weeping was allowed to endure for that night season, somebody say hallelujah. Job said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Somebody say, wait on. Don't bug out. Don't freak out. Don't stop shouting. Don't stop singing. Don't stop serving. Don't stop loving. You just keep on with it. Amen? Your change is coming. We talked about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Paul said to this, listen. Somebody say, hallelujah. This too shall turn. Look at somebody and say, it'll turn. Glory to God. One more verse for you. I think that might be out there for a little bit. That'll be it. Hallelujah. How many want to get blessed in Zion? You want more just to see some of my pastor get blessed in Zion, but you want to get blessed in Zion. You learn songs in Zion, you can't learn nowhere else. You pick up a shout in Zion, you can't find nowhere, no, nothing else. Amen? They know what you've been through and where you've been. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew chapter 26. Ne sola mama vici para canahaya. Then cometh Jesus unto them, with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And he saith unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. Somebody say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Even if the Spirit leads you to a place that may appear to be sorrowful. And he went a little farther. Somebody say, a little bit farther. Sometimes you think, well, that's enough. Y'all dismiss if you want to go home. But I'm enjoying this tonight. I'm here with the Holy Ghost tonight just a bit. This is a real Holy Ghost meeting. I'm waiting for this. Glory to God. I like this part right here. Somebody say, well, I'm as long as I can hold out. And you think, could it? He went. Somebody say, he went a little farther. Some people say, that's enough. I ain't going no more. I'm not going to take another step. Already sorrowful, already heavy. He said, you wait here. I'm going to go a little bit farther. Thank God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Anybody catching any of this? I believe you people got the Holy Ghost. My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed again, saying, oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Oh, hallelujah. So he said, let it go on. If it's at all possible, let me get out of this mess. If at all possible, come on, is there another way? Is there another way to bring somebody, to bring salvation for people? Is there any other way you can get your will accomplished than me experiencing this season or going through this thing that you got me going through? Anybody felt that way before? Look at somebody and say, is there any other way? when you've done all you know how to do to stand. So say hallelujah. I mean, sometimes there is no other way. Then you just get to the point and say, Father, forget it. Amen. Nevertheless, somebody say, nevertheless. Nevertheless. Not as I will, but as thou will. Then came the disciples unto him. Then he came unto his disciples and findeth them asleep. And he said unto Peter, so there are a lot of sleeping saints in the night season. See, saints have a way of doing things. You know, we have a way of finding comfort. See, Peter represents the church. And when Jesus was going through his passion, you notice where Peter was. Peter was warming himself by the fire. Here Jesus is going through a night season, dealing with some things spiritually. My Lord, praying through some stuff. Weeping, exceedingly sorry. He said, y'all sit here and watch with me just for a little bit. Come. He said, if we're willing to suffer with him, then we'll be able to reign with him. You learn how to suffer just a little bit, you'll learn how to reign. Watch and pray. Oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? So say 1 hour. See, some people say it's not hard to pray 1 hour. It's not hard to be on cue for 1 hour. You can pray 1 hour. But what if that 1 hour is in the middle of the night? What if that hour that God's telling you to stand strong is when everybody else says you need to be the weakest? See, we all find ways and excuses for us to be out of sync and to be out of the pocket. You know, when things are going right, I'll be okay. I'll have my song. You know what I'm saying? I can be, you know, ain't nothing going on right now. Ain't nobody watching me. I don't have to be tuned up with the Spirit. Hey, forget it. I don't have to preach tonight. I don't have to be prayed up. Some say, could you not watch 1 hour? Maybe that 1 hour, he said, could you not watch this hour? So they say, now is the time. So we say, yeah, I can pray 1 hour, but what about this hour? what about the time when God's calling you to shine strongest is when the time in the world thinks you should be your weakest? So we say, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be waiting. I'm going to be praying. Because in the night season, we can pick up. Somebody watch. Come on now. Help me here, church. Somebody watch just a little bit before they fell asleep. Because if they weren't watching, we wouldn't have known what he said. Somebody say, thank God for that. Jesus didn't come back and say, while y'all were sleeping, this is what I prayed. Write it down. Somebody watch just a little bit. I'm going to say, praise God. My God, can you imagine the anointing that the one that stayed up just for that little bit got to see? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Is he playing games with him? Is he playing games with him? He's asking them the question. Why? Because it's up to you. It's up to you whether you're going to stand. He's asking you, what are you going to do? Can you? 1 hour. Some say, watch and pray. That ye enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost for 3 seconds. There's a revelation there. There's a revelation. And notice that he spoke to Peter that right after this, Peter was tempted again. You know, he was tempted with the cock crowing and all that other stuff. I believe if he had stayed in the place of prayer, he wouldn't have done that. Hallelujah. When you stand with God, what nobody sees. You're faithful with God when nobody else is there to hear the crowd or anything else. Amen. You'll be able to stand, amen, with God, amen, when everybody sees. See, he couldn't have a witness in public because he couldn't have a witness in private when nobody else knew what was going on. Amen. He went again the second time and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." Somebody say, bring it on. He got to the point, say, hey, look, if there's any other way, he was praying through some, try to find the will of God. How can I get around this? Is there another way? Let me see. And you know what? There was no other way. There was no other way possible. The second time he said, listen, there is no other way other than this. He said, Lord, if the only way for me to get through it is to embrace it. If your will is that I embrace this thing and take it on and drink the whole of it, accept it as the will of God, look at somebody and say, what's in your cup? Oh, hallelujah. What communion do you have? Are you in fellowship? Communion represents fellowship. What communion do you have? Oh, I'm excited about what's in the cup. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Whatever is in the cup, I can handle it if he strengthens me. Glory to God. Because you know, every good and perfect thing comes from the Father above, even in a cup that we may not understand. There was something, one man, he said, he drank it one time, it was sweet in his mouth, amen, then it turned bitter in his belly, amen. There are a lot of things you put it in your mouth, it's real bitter, but boy, when it comes out, hallelujah. Somebody say, drink it. So you go through the night fighting with yourself. Hallelujah. You get through those night seasons, you go fight by yourself, but when the sun comes up, amen, you should get to the point to where you have dealt with the cup that God's trying to dish out to you. So say, the devil don't mean a thing. It's the will of God. Listen. Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it. That means there are some cups that aren't going to pass away until you drink it. We used to sing a rock and roll song. I'm getting you out of here. Amen. But this is good for some people. Amen. Hallelujah. By Jefferson Starship. It's not over till it's over. It's not over till you get it right. Look at somebody and say, it's not over.
It's not over.
Till you drink. The cup. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever it may be. I know y'all are tired, but are you catching just a little bit of this? I hope I don't teach Sunday morning. Amen. I hope somebody else is teaching Sunday morning. I just want to rest at this for a season. Amen. Hallelujah. Am I teaching? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Friday night's like this is the time when you get the good stuff. This is the good stuff, people. Yeah, just re-preach it Sunday. Hallelujah. Someone say, get it again. Water down. Amen. If the cup won't go away, drink it. Embrace it. So there are a lot of people who try to hide stuff, try to shake stuff. What's going on? Well,
Until you embrace it and drink it, amen, it won't pass. Glory to God. Find out what it is that God wants to do with you. Drink it. Find out what God wants to do in your life. Drink it. Even though you don't, I like what Rodney Howard Brown said one time, Joseph had a coat of many colors. Amen. It represented what God wanted him to do and who God wanted him to be. He had to put it on, even though people didn't like it. Sometimes people aren't going to like the coat that God gives you. They're not going to like the anointing that God gives you. They're not going to like the mission that God gives you. They're not going to understand. They're not going to pick it up. Somebody say, put it on anyhow. It's not going to pass away until you put it on or until you drink it. If it's not going to pass away from me except I drink it, so say, your will be done. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless God. We should be excited to fall into the will of God. We should be excited about falling into the will of God, embracing his power and all of these things, and drinking cups that even make time be bitter or difficult. Hallelujah. Thy will be done. And he came again and found them sleeping again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise and let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Somebody say hallelujah. And that one that came to betray him, he said, Friend, wherefore art thou coming? Went and all these other things. He had to embrace Judas's kiss and go through all that mess. Amen. Because it was beyond Judas. Amen. So he said, Judas was just in the cup. Crazy situations, crazy folks. Sometimes they're in the cup. Drink it anyhow. Somebody say, thank the Lord. This is good enough right here. Verse 64. If you look at certain things, he said, listen, he prayed this stuff through already. He knew the power of his Father in the night season with this cup sitting in front of him. But he knew verse 52 through 57 or whatsoever. He knew what God could do. Those were other ways God could have brought him out. Thinkest thou that I cannot pray now to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? Is Jesus a liar? So he must not have prayed that prayer. He must not have asked God in the Garden of Gethsemane, God, give me 12 thousands of angels or whatever, or 12 legions of angels to get me out of this mess. I'm going to use my faith to get out of this. Oh, people, you're not seeing this stuff, are you?
Yes, we are.
All of those things he could have prayed, and none of those things he prayed, even though the potential is there, even faith could move certain things. You can use your faith to change whatever you ask. God will do it. But he didn't allow his asking to go beyond the will of the Father. Some say the cup. What he wanted was the cup. So you got to understand, the cup represents the will. The cup. That's one of the things I've learned the last 2 years. The cup. Don't run from stuff. Don't run from problems. walk right on through. Somebody say the cup. If you can drink the cup, all of those things he went on over there, then right here, verse 64. But you got to know something as you're drinking the cup. As you're drinking the cup, it's okay. As you're drinking the cups, he said this. And Jesus said, saith unto him, thou hast said, nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Some say, after this cup, I'm going to be on the right hand. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. After I finish this cup, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You'll have a place of authority. You'll have a place of position. Jesus said, listen, if you suffer with me, then you'll reign with me. You take the cup. I know you love me. I know you trust me. See, that's how, you know, Nehemiah went about. You know, Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer. That means he drank stuff for the king. Somebody say, thank God. And because he was drinking stuff for the king, when it came down to where he had to do something that they needed, he went right to the king and said, hey, hold on. You know you can trust me. Listen, I'm drinking the cup for you. I'll live or I'll die for you. Therefore, grant me that I might be able to go there and do something. Before you release me to shake the nations, or to be who it is you called me to do, give me the cup. Oh, I'm done. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God. 10 minutes to 12. We're out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give me the cup. After I finish drinking it, all of it. Thank you, Jesus. Come out reigning with a new authority. And we ain't drinking no Kool-Aid around here. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's not get weird. Amen. Hallelujah. When you see some of these great anointings and some of these things, wow, how did they get there? There was a cup somewhere. See, years back around this Houston area, when I first got here, everybody was talking about drinking. Everybody was talking about drinking. Drink. Drink. I'm saying drink. Some say I'm still saying drink. Whatever he serves, drink it. Whether it makes you laugh, drink it. If it makes you cry, drink it. If you don't understand it, if it comes from him, drink it. Christ for the Nations, when the laughter revival was really hitting, and I was with Dr. Belcher, and Dr. Belcher prophesied, he said, this laughter is an anesthetic, or anesthesia, whatever they, what do they call it? Anesthesia for what God is going to have to take the church through. Amen. Stand up right where you are, especially if you understand that. Hallelujah. Somebody say, just a little farther. Sit here and watch. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my barata samahaya. Ain't nobody coming at 8 o'clock. Now they're going to move the service to 10 o'clock at night. Somebody say, just a little farther. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just a little farther. Whatever. Anybody ready to drink the well? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your cup. Thank you, Father. And we thank you for victory, power, authority, and anointing. We thank you for the will of God. We thank you for being there. We thank you for strengthening us, for it's you that does the work, oh God. It's you, Father, that sends the word. It's you that calls. It's all you, Father. We thank you for every experience, for every path, for every miracle, for every manifestation. We thank you for every day, every year, every season. The ones we may seem to appreciate and the ones we don't understand, we thank you because you were there and you'll always be there. And God, you're not there, amen, just to keep me company, Father God, but you're there to strengthen me and get me through it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you're in the place in the middle of the night, right there. You're not sleeping. You never sleep. You never slumber. You're right there, right beside the Father. As your disciples couldn't pray 1 hour, Father God, you're the God that's ever interceded before. Your Father, that when we go through the Garden of Gethsemane or when we're dealing with situations we don't understand, you're praying. Oh, God, we know that you're praying in this season. You're praying for strength. You're praying for stability. You're praying for hope. As you're praying for that one disciple, when he said, listen, Satan desired to sift you, to work you over, to knock you out, to wear you out. He's already gone before the Father, but don't you worry about a thing. I've already prayed about it. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You've already prayed it through. You prayed it through because you love us. You prayed it through. We don't know why you love us so much, but we know you do, and we say thank you for praying us through. Hallelujah. You pray that we might be able to embrace your will, to drink your cup. Oh, thank you for tonight, Jesus. Glory to God. It's a new day. It's a good day. It's a great day. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thy will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.